弟兄姐妹，我哋今年嘅差传主日咧，好高兴可以同 Compassion Canada 合作。咁等我咧系介绍今日咧我哋主日嘅讲员Dr. Barry Snorenwich 系Snorenwich 博士。咁咧就Barry 咧系 Compassion Canada 嘅名誉主席。咁我哋咧将个时间咧恭敬交俾 Barry。Barry， thank you very much。
Well, it's great to be with you today and to enjoy God's goodness here at Markham Chinese Baptist Church.
我今日喺度同大家喺埋一齐，好开心可以享受神俾我哋嘅好处。
I admire the vision of Pastor Ho and the church leadership to expand your missionary strategy to reach children at risk.
我好钦佩何牧师同埋所有教会嘅领袖。他决定了将他们的异象这个宣教工作扩大。
Today we want to acknowledge that God has given us a specific calling to reach those children who are in need.
我相信神今天在这里呼召我们每一个将那些有需要的儿童的给他们有给予帮助。
And here at Markham Chinese Baptist, you are joining some 12,000 churches around the world ministering to the poor.
今日默城浸信会系其实同世界上面有差唔多12,000间教会同时嘅同心嘅去侍奉呢个嘅儿童。
And these churches are committed to releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name。
佢哋希望能够帮呢啲嘅儿童能够脱贫，亦都知道耶稣的名。
I'm going to invite you to pray right now and ask the Lord to be with us as we open His Word。
我而家会有个祷告。
Father God, we acknowledge that you are the giver of life.
神，我们知道你是赐予生命的神。
And we acknowledge and thank you that you have given your son Jesus Christ to bring that life to us.
我们多谢你给你的儿子主耶稣将这个生命带给我们。
We recognize that in the world in which we live, there are many people that do not have eternal life.
我知道这个世上面还有很多人未能够得到这个永生。
And so we pray that you would enable and equip us as the Church of Jesus Christ to reach the world in which we live.
所以我们希望你会帮助我们每一个能够被建立、被带领到去服侍主耶稣。
May your word speak to our hearts today.
希望你今天向我们每一个人讲说话。
And we promise you that we will obey your word.
我们同心的会愿意对你的话语顺服。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名义求，阿门。
Our scripture text today is found in the Gospel of John.
今天我们的经文是约翰福音。
But I want to draw your attention to the map that you see on the screen.
我想让大家看到这个地图。
I had to use a map something like this to get here today from London.
我今天都用了个地图呢由伦敦揸车来这里。
And sometimes even with a map I can get lost.
就算我有地图我都会迷路的。
But in the scripture text today, Jesus and his disciples were on a long walking journey from Judea to Galilee.
今天耶稣和他的门徒就长途跋涉的在犹大走到去加利利。
You can see on the map, I've drawn a red line to show you the direction.
大家看到一条红线给我们的方向。
This was a trip that is about 126 kilometers long.
这个路途大概是126公里。
It's about the distance from here in Markham to Niagara Falls.
大概就好像从 Markham 去到 Niagara 大瀑布的路程一样。
I know driving that on the QEW is very stressful, but can you imagine walking that far?
就算我在公路揸车已经是很大的压力，你想下，假如我们要行路的话，是更加困难。
As Jesus and his disciples were traveling by foot, they stopped at the halfway point in a city called Sychar.
主耶稣和他的门徒在路途一半那里有一个地方叫做 Sychar， 他停在那里。
And in today's scripture, that's where we pick up the story.
今天我们看到这个新的故事在这个路程上面。
Jesus encountered a woman there who was in desperate need of the gospel.
她見到一個女人，一個有迫切需要知道福音的女人。
If you read this scripture and you don't pay close attention,
假如當你睇呢個經文嘅時候，但你冇留心嘅話咧，
you might think the story is about water.
你以為只係關於一個水嘅故事。
But in reality, this is a story about salvation.
但你知道其實呢個係一個關於救恩嘅故事。
It is a spiritual encounter.
係一個屬靈嘅相遇。
And if we look at some of the scriptures, we see there that the story tells us that everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again.
假如留心睇經文嘅話，耶穌講：凡喝這水的，還要再喝。
When Jesus said those words, he was referring to the water in Jacob's well.
當然，佢咁講嘅時候，佢講緊係個雅各嘅井。
And it made total sense to anyone listening.
咁呢個當然係好合理嘅。
Everyone realized that if you drink a glass of water now, in a few hours, you will be thirsty again.
大家知道我哋而家飲杯水，但幾個鐘頭之後，我哋又再口乾噶啦。
But Jesus shocked this woman when he said these words.
但係主耶穌令到呢個婦人非常之驚訝，當佢咁講嘅時候。
But whoever drinks the water I give them will never be thirsty again.
佢話：我所賜嘅水將會令到你永遠都不再渴啦。
The water that I give will become a fountain of water springing up with eternal life.
因為我俾佢嘅水將會喺佢自己埋邊成為一個泉源，直湧到永生。
And at that point, I'm sure the woman must have looked to see where his water is.
我相信當時嘅婦女梗係周圍咁先望睇下，咦，仲有啲咩嘢嘅水嘅源頭咧？
You see, in the Bible, water represents life.
我哋知道聖經常常將水提到係同生命有關係嘅。
Life both physically and spiritually.
一個身體上面嘅生命，甚至屬靈嘅生命。
The Bible is full of talking about water.
你知道聖經成日都講到關於水嘅事。
It is a subject that people understood well.
因為每一個人都知道同埋理解到水嘅重要性。
Without water, especially in the hot climate where they lived,
尤其是在他们居住一个非常之热的环境之下，水是很重要的。
Life would be impossible.
你知道没有水的话，根本是不能够生存。
There are a lot of places like that on earth today.
今天在我们地球上面都有很多地方是这样的。
I remember some years back,
我记得几年之前,
visiting a church in the country of Nicaragua.
我曾经去探一个国家，是尼加拉瓜这个国家。
By the way, Nicaragua is the country that your church has felt called of God to minister to through Compassion's
Partnership.
But I was at that church and I saw something that reminded me of our scripture text today in John.
我見到一樣嘢就提醒我關於到呢個個故事喺呢個約翰福音嘅故事。
This particular village or town was just on the outskirts of the city of Lyon.
它这个小村呢就刚刚在一个城市叫 Lyon 的边边那里。
For many years, the city had promised to bring pipes of water out to the town.
虽然讲了很久，个城市人说要将水源带到这个小村。
But it never happened.
但从来没发生到。
Corruption,
有很多腐败。
Misuse of the money,all of those things prevented it.
佢嘅腐敗同埋濫用，令到呢啲種種嘅事情都唔能夠將水源帶去。
People in that particular town were dying of diseases from drinking polluted water.
呢個小村埋面好多人都因為飲咗啲污染咗嘅水而因為生病甚至死亡。
This particular church I was visiting felt very sad that they couldn't do very much to help the people.
这个利昂的教会觉得非常之伤痛，他真的很想伸出援助之手给这个小村。
They would buy water every week and give out a little bit here and there.
他经常都会买很多不同的水去带到这个小村里面。
But it was expensive and they didn't have an ample supply.
他但问题，这些水都很贵，而且都是不足够的。
Eventually, that church partnered with Compassion, like you are doing here.
最后，他们就成为 加拿大 Compassion 一个伙伴。
And people like you sponsored children there.
佢哋支持咗好多细路仔喺嗰个城村入边。
And they were able to enroll 150 of the poorest children in their surrounding area.
佢哋将大概150个最贫穷嘅儿童去收养。
One day the pastor was preaching on John chapter 4.
有一日当个牧师咧喺度讲紧约翰福音第四章。
The same scripture we're using today.
今日我哋讲紧嘅呢个故事。
He taught about the Samaritan woman meeting Jesus at the well.
讲到呢个撒玛利亚妇人点样遇到耶稣喺个井嘅旁边。
He explained how Jesus gave her living water.
佢讲出呢个耶稣点样俾佢呢个永远的水。
One of the women in the congregation that Sunday,
嗰日星期日有一个女人。
She didn't hear the pastor talk about spiritual things. All she could think about was water.
她听不到属灵那部分，但是她不断在想关于水的事。
Because her and her family had no access to water.
因为她和她的家庭都不能够常常有干净的水。
And after the church service, she approached the pastor.
于是崇拜完了之后，她就走去牧师面前。
And she asked him, "Do you think Jesus could bring water to us?"
佢话耶稣可唔可以将呢个干净嘅水带俾我哋啊
？Well, that started something happening in the mind and the heart of the pastor.
于是呢个牧者喺佢心埋边，喺佢个脑埋边都开始谂紧呢个方面嘅事情啦。
And God planted a great idea in his heart.
于是神就将一个好好嘅概念俾佢。
He imagined that they could install water pipe to the city, which was 5 kilometers away.
他想到或者可以从这个 Leon 城市用一个水管5公里的水管
and they could bring that water out to the church.
将干净的水由城市带到去这个小村庄里面
The only problem, it costs a lot of money.
但要这样做的话是需要很多钱的
And they didn't have it.
但他当时没有钱
So he approached us at Compassion Canada.
於是佢就同加拿大嘅 Compassion
傾偈。He shared his dream, his vision.
佢將個意象、將個夢想同我哋分享。
And we agreed to come alongside with the church.
於是我哋同佢想做一個夥伴。
And we provided the resources for them to do this project.
我哋就俾佢資源，等佢能夠可以做到呢個項目。
I remember sharing that dream with the church here in Ontario.
我记得我曾经同安省其中一个教会分享呢个嘅故事。
And that church said, "We want to be part of this miracle."
呢个故事，呢个教会就话，我愿意成为呢个奇迹嘅一部分。
So they raised the money and sent it to Compassion, and we gave it to the church.
于是佢哋就集资，然之后将呢个款项送俾加拿大嘅 Compassion。
About a year later, I went back to that church in Nicaragua.
然之后一年之后，我再翻翻去呢个Nicaragua 嘅教会。
And this is what I saw the picture.
咁我见到呢个图画啦。
The water was coming freely.
见到呢水都流得好自然嘅。
The children were so excited that they wanted to just play with the water.
你见到啲细路仔都好开心喺处玩紧呢啲水。
The mothers were taking the water home and using it to wash and to cook.
於是呢個媽咪又可以將啲水帶翻屋企，用嚟洗嘢啊，用嚟煮嘢啊。
And on a particular Sunday morning，
其中一個嘅星期日早上
，the pastor preached once again on John chapter 4。
同一個牧師就再一次講呢個約翰福音第四章嘅故事。
But this time the congregation understood something they didn't before。
但係今次會眾就開始更加了解到呢個經文。
They knew that this water from the pipe was a miracle from God.
他们知道原来这个水管来的水就是神给他们一个奇迹。
And the pastor explained that God provides this water for their bodies.
就是牧师解释给他听，神就是赐予水给你的神。
But he also provides spiritual water for their souls.
要等属灵的水带给他们。
This is a modern day picture of the well of Samaria.
今日呢个撒玛利亚井，呢个就系现代嘅图画。
You see, the water that Jesus talked about wasn't the kind we drink.
我哋知道，与耶稣讲嘅水唔系我哋饮嘅水。
It was the living water that he provides.
他讲紧嘅系生命嘅活水，系佢俾嘅生命活水。
And that living water brings eternal life.
呢个生命嘅水系可以将永生带俾我哋。
We're still talking about water today.
我哋今日仍然讲紧系水。
Probably more than we did this time last year.
可能比一年之前讲嘅更加多。
Because with COVID-19, everybody is talking about washing your hands frequently.
大家知道在新冠病毒之下，每个人都常用水洗手。
We have this dreadful virus that is affecting our bodies.
这个很讨厌的病毒，令到每个人都受影响。
It's dividing families and governments and churches.
令到很多政府啊、家庭啊，甚至教会有分裂的现象。
This virus has become a tool in the hands of Satan, our enemy.
这个成为了魔鬼其中一个武器，是成为我们的公敌。
And Satan uses it to intimidate us and to cause us to have fear and to cause division.
撒旦用这个病毒来去攻击我们，令到我们有恐惧。
But God has an army that he is dispatching to fight this enemy.
但神有一支军队去对付这个敌人。
And this army is called the church.
这个军队就叫做教会。
And it started just after Pentecost when the church was born.
这个教会的开始就是五旬节，当这个教堂降下的时候。
The early church, the early Christians understood the power of the gospel.
早期的教会知道福音的大能。
They also was very aware of the needs around them.
他都同时知道他们周围的人的需要。
And so the early Christians began to hand out glasses of water.
你知道早期的基督徒都经常送水啊。
They began to give food to people.
给食物啊。
They began to take care of the sick.
而且对于有疾病的人去照顾啊。
And the homeless.
还有那些无家可归的人。
And their actions.
他们的行动。
Mixed with the truth of the gospel message.
和这个福音的真实的信息
became irresistible to men and women and their families.
对人来说是无法抗拒的，令到男人、女人和他们的家人都无法抗拒。
And history tells us that the church began to grow rapidly.
大家都知道，于是教会就不断的生长。
Today, this formula is still true and effective.
所以今日呢个教会咁嘅做法咧，呢个方法仍然系正确嘅，同埋有效嘅。
During this COVID pandemic, the virus inflicts tremendous pain and sufferings on families all around the world.
我哋知道喺呢个新冠病毒疫情之下，呢个病毒带俾好多唔同家庭好大嘅痛苦。
People are either sick with the virus,
有啲人系病重。
Or they have lost their jobs or their ability to have an income.
他们失去了工作，有经济困难。
There are many people around the world today that feel like the woman at the well of Samaria.
而今天很多人都好像一个撒玛利亚妇人，在井旁的撒玛利亚妇人。
They feel lost.
他们觉得失落。
Afraid.
有恐惧。
Hopeless.
失望。
Abandoned.
又被遗失。被弃弃
and they feel very lonely.
他觉得很孤独。
That's how the woman that Jesus encountered felt.
当时撒玛利亚妇人她的感觉就是这样。
She felt like no one cared.
她觉得没人愿意去照顾她。
And those that are affected by this virus today,
我们被这个病毒影响的人,
if they happen to be poor,
假如他们穷的话,
these feelings are amplified even stronger.
这绝望的感觉就更加强了。
The poor have no safety net.
因为穷人是没有安全网的。
Their very survival is on the line when a crisis like COVID hits them.
他们自己生存的机会都已经是非常之稀薄, 因为他们是没有资源的。
For many of us here in Canada, the virus is...Just an inconvenience.
我们在加拿大住的人，很多时候这个病毒大概是对我们有不方便的地方。
But for those living in poverty, it's life and death.
但对于穷人来讲，呢啲嘢系生与死嘅决定。
But once again, along comes the church.
但系教会嚟到。
Like the church in Nicaragua that we looked at.
就好似 Nicaragua 呢个教会一样。
And the church, you and I, as Christ's followers,
我哋作为基督徒，作为主耶稣嘅跟随者，
we show them practical love.
我哋将实际嘅爱向佢哋展示。
We are reaching out to provide for their physical needs.
我哋满足佢哋身体嘅需要。
And while we're doing that, we are explaining that God loves them.
当我哋做嘅时候，我哋同时向佢解释，就系神爱世人。
And we point people to Jesus.
我哋将我哋嘅方向指向耶稣。
Today, Compassion has the largest global network of churches in the world devoted to ministry to the poor.
今日Compassion 呢个机构喺全球嚟讲系最大嘅网络，教会嘅网络去支持唔同嘅需要。
In addition to some 4,000 churches like this one here who support Compassion's ministry,
除了4,000间支持 Compassion 的教会之外,
there are over 8,000 local Compassion partner churches in 25 countries.
还有8,000间在25个国家不同的地方教会跟我们做伙伴。
And they are doing the heroic work of caring for some 2 million children.
他们就好像英雄一样努力工作。
But COVID-19 has exasperated that.
本来我们有200万儿童，但是新冠病毒令到这个事情更加糟。
Our numbers have exploded from 2 million to 8 million.
我们的数字由200万去到800万。
Because now we are looking after the children that we sponsor plus their families and extended families.
因为我们不单止照顾儿童，要照顾他们兄弟姊妹、父母、祖父母等等。
But we are doing this with the partnership of the local church.
但是我们这样做法是跟当地的教会做伙伴。
That's the beautiful work of the church.
这个就是教会美丽的工作。
Reaching out to those around them.
向旁边的人伸出我们的援手。
They model the life of Jesus by obeying his instructions.
我们是向主耶稣的模范学习，伸出我们的援手。
You see, Jesus gave living water to the woman at the well.
神将这个永生的泉源去给这个撒玛利亚妇人。
And Jesus also instructs us to give his living water to those we meet.
神也叫我们将我们的永生的泉源向其他的人分享。
In Matthew chapter 10,
在马太福音第十章,
Scripture tells us about giving a cup of cold water in Jesus' name.
说到要奉耶稣的名给一杯清凉的水。
When we do this,
当我们这样做的时候,
it's as if Jesus himself is giving the cup of water.
就好像主耶稣自己亲身的给他们一杯水。
And remember, in Scripture, water is symbolic.
大家记住，圣经里面的水是一个特别的象征。
It may not be a glass of water.
可能不是只是一杯水。
It may be a mask to protect them.
可能是一个口罩。
It may be hand sanitizer.
可能是消毒剂。
It may be food.
可能是食物。
But we always must remember we are representing Jesus when we do these good things.
当我们行善的时候，其实我们是代表着主耶稣的。
So it is very important when we give things that we tell people these are from Jesus.
所以当我们给这些给人的时候，我们告诉他们，这些都是主耶稣给你们的。
Just like the pastor at the church in Nicaragua.
就好像在 Nicaragua 里面的牧师一样。
He explained that this water coming along the pipe,
从管子来的这些清水,
this water is from Jesus.
这些水就是从主耶稣给你们的。
This is a biblical mystery.
这个是圣经的奥秘。
We have the demonstration and the proclamation of the gospel working hand in hand.
我们有这个福音的论证和宣讲，这个是一起同时合作的。
It's a powerful combination.
是一个强大的组合。
And we must have both.
我们一定要两者同时需要。
This is how the early church grew.
这个就是早期教会成长的方式。
And I believe in my heart that this is how the church today is going to grow.
在我的心里面, 我觉得今天的教会都要靠这样去做,去成长。
As we give our acts of love,
当我们用行动去表示我们的爱,
and we share the gospel, the living water.
我们同人分享这个永生之泉的福音。
It breaks my heart
有时令到我自己有点震惊。
To know that so many Christians are giving money to good organizations.
有很多基督徒呢，佢哋会为好多唔同嘅公益事业捐款。
But there is no strategy to bring the gospel.
但佢哋冇策略去提到福音。
There's no plan to introduce people to the living water.
冇人有一个计划去将呢个永生之泉去讲俾人知。
So let's be wise in our investment.
我哋一定要喺我哋嘅投资埋边有智慧。
And let's invest in ministries that give the gift of eternal life.
我哋一定要去将呢个永生去嘅福音嘅信息讲出。
I love Chinese proverbs.
曾经有一个中国嘅成语。
They are so wise.
非常之有智慧嘅。
And there's one that I heard many years ago.
有一个曾经很久之前我听过的。
It simply says,
他这么说的,
When you drink the water, remember the spring.
他是饮水思源四个字。
The Samaritan woman became an evangelist for Jesus' teaching.
这个撒玛利亚妇人就被成为一个传道者，一个福音的传播者。
She went back into the town and told everybody about meeting Jesus.
她回到城镇那边，将她见到主耶稣的故事向人传讲。
She shared her experience with everyone.
她将她的经历和每个人分享。
She remembered the spring.
她记得这个井,
the source.
这个水的来源。
And she didn't tell people to go back to the well and drink water.
她没有叫人回到去再喝这个井里面的水。
She told people about the man who gave her living water.
他讲关于这个主耶稣，就是这个人，给他永生之水的人。
The water is a symbol of eternal life through Jesus.
因为这个水就是一个永生的象征。
In the same way, we are to give water.
用同样的方式，我们都要去给水。
That water could be food, masks, sanitizer, whatever.
这个水可能是代表了食物、口罩、清洁剂。
And when we give it, we send the powerful message that these gifts come from Jesus.
当我们给的时候，这个强而有力的信息就是告诉别人，这个是从主耶稣来的。
If we don't talk about Jesus,
既然我们不讲主耶稣的话,
then our gifts just become handouts.
我们的所谓礼物只成为一个帮助。
They become foreign aid.
只是一个善举。
It is the gospel message that accompanies our acts of kindness that brings eternal life.
我们知道一定要将福音的信息和这些礼物一起去的时候，才能够将永生的奥秘讲给他听。
Here is an important mission strategy.
这个就是一个宣教重要的策略。
When you give,
当你奉献的时候,
give in such a way that only God receives the recognition.
我们奉献的目的就只希望神能够得到完全的荣耀。
Give in a way that points people to Jesus.
当我们给的时候，我们的手指只是指一个方向，就是耶稣的方向。
By partnering with compassion,
加你成为我们加拿大 compassion的伙伴。
You as a church are bringing children and their families to Jesus Christ.
你将到细路仔同埋佢哋家庭带到主耶稣面前。
You're equipping churches in Nicaragua to bring the living water to their villages.
你帮助这个尼加拉瓜那边教会，将这个生命之水带到人群。
The impact this church is going to have moving forward is phenomenal.
你会对很多人会产生一个特别的影响。
Because every person you reach through Compassion's ministry,
因为每一个你经过 Compassion 接触到的人。
Like the woman at the well,
就好似这个, 井旁的妇人一样。
They are going to tell their friends about Jesus.
他们会将他们的故事都告诉他们的朋友知道。
And many are going to receive this living water.
很多人都会将这个永生的水能够得到。
This eternal life.
这个永生的水，这个永生。
And even you as individuals.
就算你个人来讲。
As families.
就算整个家庭。
You can have a personalized mission by sponsoring children with compassion.
你都可以有这个的宣教的经历，家里愿意去助养这些儿童。
In my house in London, Ontario,
在我自己 London 的浴室,
on my refrigerator,
在我的雪柜上面,
there's photographs of children from around the world.
有很多世界不同各地的小孩子的照片。
These are children my wife and I sponsor through compassion.
这些就是我和我太太助养的不同的儿童。
And we pray for them every day.
我们都为他们每一个每天祈祷。
This is our mission field.
这个就是我们的宣教工场。
As a family, as a couple.
我们可以一个人或者是一个对夫妇。
Yes, we are providing food for them.
我们给他有食物。
We're providing hand sanitizers and masks.
我可能给他有口罩，有消毒剂。
But we are not just doing good.
我们不只是有些善举。
Our overall strategy is to bring the gift of Jesus to them.
我们的策略是要将主耶稣带给他们。
The local Compassion Church partners in Nicaragua and other countries.
这些的在尼加拉瓜那边的教会，我们的伙伴。
They are a consistent and steady presence in their communities.
他们是始终如一的在当地很稳定去工作。
They were faithfully serving before the virus.
从前他们忠心服务。
They are safely, they are serving faithfully now during the virus.
今天仍然都是继续的忠心的服务。
And they will be there for years to come after the virus is gone.
就算以后新冠病毒离开之后，他们会继续在当地努力忠心的侍奉。
Jesus tells us in John 13 that we are to love one another.
我们知道约翰福音十三章，主耶稣告诉我们听，我们要彼此相爱。
This commandment is evangelistic in nature.
我们知道其实这个的大诫命是一个宣讲福音的大诫命。
Because by loving one another, we are pointing people to Jesus.
我们知道我们彼此相爱的时候，我们就将人带到主耶稣面前。
Their love in action changed the world in the early church.
我们知道经过行动的爱改变了早期的教会。
Here's a very important truth.
这里是一个真的很重要的真理。
The gospel is proven in the laboratory of community.
我们知道福音是要在一个社区里面，一个实验室里面才可以得到证实的。
Not in our churches.
不在一个教会里面。
Not in our small groups.
不在一个小组里面。
Not in our silos.
也不在我们的仓桶里面。
The gospel is proven where we live.
这个福音是要在人群居住的地方才显明出来。
That's where we have an impact for the kingdom.
这样我们才能够为了神的角度而产生影响。
This kind of love in action is real worship.
当这些见到这些爱在行动之间产生出来的爱是真正的崇拜。
And so I want to encourage you, church.
所以今天教会我想鼓励你。
I want to challenge you.
我想向你挑战。
To be God's hand extended.
成为一个即是神的手的伸出去的手。
And now we have this strategic partnership through compassion.
我们今天会同这个 compassion 有一个伙伴的关系。
Focusing on a place in Nicaragua called Sandino.
我们看一个地方在 Nicaragua 是叫 Sandino 这个地方。
And you are showing tangible love of Jesus.
你将这个能够接触到的爱，耶稣接触到的爱伸出去。
And bringing the living water.
将这个生命之水。
So I'm asking you today,
今天我想希望大家,
will you give a cup of cold water in Jesus' name to a child living in poverty?
你愿意将一杯清凉的水以耶稣的名送出去呢?
Today you have the chance to put your faith into action.
愿意将你自己的信心和爱付诸于行动呢?
As Markham Chinese Baptist launches this new and strategic mission program with Compassion,
当MCBC和Compassion有一个新的伙伴这个策略计划,
you will as a family,
你可以整个家庭,
or an individual,
或甚至个人,
take a step of faith,
行出一个信心的一步,
and become a missionary to a child in poverty.
成为一些贫穷的小孩子的传教士。
Will you be the one to say, here is a cup of cold water in Jesus' name? So let me give you a few instructions of how to do this today. We are giving you a web address that you can click on. And there will be children available to sponsor from Sandina, Nicaragua.
你就会见到很多不同的小孩子
We will keep their photographs on our webpage for 2 weeks.
他们就会在这个网页上有两个礼拜时间。
And as you sponsor them, their photos will disappear off the webpage.
当你开始助养他们的时候, 他们就会在这个网页慢慢的不见了。
And I know it's going to be exciting to watch the children's photos disappear. And we can clap and be happy that another child has been sponsored. Our online system is very safe. We've been using it for many years. And I want to thank you in advance for what you are going to do.
我想预先多谢你大家，你将会作出嘅奉献。
The next time you have a drink of water,
每一天当你饮水嘅时候,
let it remind you to go online and sponsor a child.
请记住上网埋边去助养一个儿童。
I want to close with a brief video.
我想大家睇一个短片。
Video is about Oscar.
关于一个人叫Oscar嘅。
He's been through Compassion's program in the very town where you are going to be helping children.
从前他是一个圣丁奴地方的校友。
He is now a pastor, and God is using him to bring living water to many other people.
但今天他已经成为一个牧师, 神就用他将这个生命之水带给这个地区的人。
But like the woman at the well,
就好像这个井旁的妇人,
he was also introduced to Jesus.
他都是被人介绍去认识主耶稣的。
Jesus gave him living water.
神给他永生之水,
and now he's become an evangelist for the gospel.
今天他就成为了一个传教的人,
watch the video and God bless you.
请看一个短片, 神祝福你。
No podemos resistirnos a la voluntad de Dios, porque cuando Dios dice aquí, aquí es. Mi nombre es Oscar Torres, tengo la edad de 21 años, estoy pastoreando en la Iglesia Libre de los Valles, en la comunidad El Nin, en Nicaragua.
Oscar inició el programa como a los 8 años, era un niño bastante tímido, porque no habla, no dice nada, no quiere ni participar, y podríamos darnos cuenta de que en su hogar el papá estaba bastante ausente.
Pienso de que los momentos más alegres por los cuales disfruté luego de fue que dentro de mi infancia pude ingresar a lo que...
Cuando inicia el programa Compasión, comenzamos a ver a los niños como potenciales, como líderes.
De la iglesia y parte del proyecto de Compasión, se necesitaba mucho esto para estar pastoreando, porque primero vi la teoría y ahora ejerzo en la práctica.
Consideramos de que lo que sembramos, cosechamos en él, sembramos en él la pasión a los jóvenes y hoy podemos ver los frutos.
Acá vienen niños de escasos recursos, como al igual donde crecí había niños de escasos recursos, al igual que donde crecí. El riesgo de introducirse a una sociedad con malas influencias, posiblemente droga, pandilla, la separación de su familia. Y por eso sirvo acá, de rescatar, de salvar.
Compasión primeramente nos viene ayudando a la iglesia, despertando también en nosotros una pasión de preparar a jóvenes que puedan ganar a otros jóvenes.
Al mirar a los niños, solo me imagino de que dentro de ese grupo de niños saldrá uno mejor que yo.
Porque es uno de los mandamientos que el Señor dejó. Una ordenanza, no fue un mandamiento, fue una ordenanza y hace discípulo a todas las naciones.
我哋好多谢 Barry 嘅分享。如果大家仲记得咧，喺今年嘅二月份，我系其实咧参加咗 Compassion 去举办嘅泰国教牧嘅考察团。其实嗰个咧亦都系喺今年咧 Compassion 系去同我哋讲咧话短期内咧最后一个咁样嘅考察团啦。因为去完嗰一次泰国之旅之后咧，周围咧都已经系 lock down 咗，冇办法咧再办到呢啲嘅考察团。贫穷咧系不公义嘅结果。作为基督徒，我哋咧见到不公义嘅情况，我哋要发声。但系咧，我好希望嘅，我哋唔系净系透过我哋把口去发声，我哋同样嘅透过我哋个行动嚟发声，表示咧我哋唔赞成呢个世界咧有不公义嘅情况，特别系贫穷嘅情况。我支持 compassion 咧，唔单止系因为佢哋咧帮助啲儿童咧脱离贫穷，当然呢啲系佢哋做嘅事。更重要嘅系咧，我睇到 compassion 系同样系做紧福音嘅工作，佢哋系奉耶稣嘅名，使到咧儿童咧脱离贫穷，佢哋做嘅系福音嘅工作。当我喺泰国嗰个星期里边咧，我亲眼睇到 compassion 点样同当地嘅教会去合作。一方面咧，俾到嗰度嘅小朋友有足够嘅衣服同埋食物，呢个都系佢哋做嘅。但系更重要，亦都系咧，佢哋咧向小朋友同佢哋家庭咧传扬福音。呢一点咧，亦都系好多嘅其他机构咧系未必咁有效能够做得到。喺嗰一个星期里边，我见到真实嘅人、真实嘅生命，靠住神嘅恩典，透过 compassion 嘅事工咧，得到改变。我哋探访咗唔同嘅家庭，同一啲嘅小朋友同佢嘅家长有好好嘅对话。我又记得咧，有一个晚餐同两个 compassion 嘅毕业生啦吓 ，alumni。一起吃饭倾偈，俾我哋睇得到咧。如果冇 compassion 嘅事工，可能佢哋嘅生命咧，今日佢哋仍然咧都系陷喺贫穷当中，冇办法咧得到释放同改变。咁所以咧喺今年咧，我好希望教会同 compassion 咧系可以有一个更深入嘅伙伴嘅关系。特别今年咧，因为 COVID-19 嘅缘故，系一个史无前例嘅一年。我哋咧係揀咗中美洲嘅尼加拉瓜作為我哋重點嘅國家，喺當中揀咗一個城市 San Dino。咁咧就我哋希望咧，我嘅祈禱就係咧，我哋 MCBC 嘅家庭能夠咧去資助當地嘅兒童。我哋要記得呢個唔單止咧係資助佢哋嘅生活，而係做緊福音嘅工作，做緊咧差傳嘅工作。當遲啲個情況變得比較正常一啲，我更加盼望咧，我哋能夠有一啲好似短宣咁樣嘅隊伍去到嗰個地方能夠咧親自探訪嗰啲嘅兒童。咁所以咧，喺今日完咗之後咧，我希望無論自己、你個人或者你嘅家庭，甚至乎你嘅小組，可以咧去資助咧 K 其中一個嗰個嘅兒童，咁咧你只要 click 咧嗰條嘅 link 咧，你就可以見到嗰個地區嗰個嘅兒童。咁我哋嗰條 link 咧會擺喺度咧兩個星期。我好真係盼望我哋咧向住貧窮、向住不公義發聲。我哋唔單止淨係把口，並且我哋透過我哋嘅行動咧，表明我哋咧係唔喜歡世上咧有不公平、不公義嘅事。好多謝大家，我哋一齊咧再一次祈禱。亲爱天父，我们再一次为到 compassion 的事工去感恩，见到他们在世界各地能够做到美好福音的工作，奉住耶稣的名能够去使到孩童和儿童他们能够脱离贫穷。主要愿意你大大祝福他们的工作，我们都为到我们教会祈祷，盼望你帮助我们能够和 compassion 继续有一个伙伴的关系。每当我们去饮一杯水的时候，我们就记得其实这个世界上面有很多需要我们去关注的人群，并且我们能够真的参与在这些工作里面。奉基督耶稣圣名祈祷，阿们。